In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we celebrate the Dormition of the Theotokos. So let's see if we understand what it is. What does Dormition mean? Anna? Well, what does the word Dormition in general mean? It doesn't mean about the Theotokos specifically. Go ahead, Rosie.
When she died.
It's when some...
When
any person dies, it's a dormition. Dormition means falling asleep. Now, we call the dormition of the Theotokos, and we kind of just shorten it like dormition, right? It's like you guys have a long name maybe, right? Anna something Park, right? But people just call you Anna, or they just call you Banana, and everybody knows who you are, right? So when we say dormition, we know we're talking about the dormition of the Theotokos. But the word dormition means to sleep. Now, why would we say that when someone dies, they fall asleep?
For a lot of times, because they're not really dead. They're going to the next world.
That's right. And what were you going to say?
For God, it's only falling asleep.
For God, it's only falling asleep. To God, everyone's alive, isn't it? True, right? So we say that Christians sleep because what's going to happen at the end of the world? Go ahead, Emmy. Go ahead. Do what you're going to say? You forgot? Lucy.
We're going to go into a different... It's going to be the last judgment when God decides if people go to hell or heaven.
Yes. And what... And go ahead.
And we'll go to heaven or hell, depending on if we were good or bad in our life.
That's true. And so we say that they're different worlds, different places, right? Now, we say that a Christian sleeps because when Jesus comes from the east, right, over the Mount of Olives, he is going to start the judgment, and it's going to be real fast. And then we'll be with him. And we'll not be asleep. We'll be alive, won't we? With our bodies and with our souls. Go ahead, Anna. That's what you were going to say? Okay, now, so that's the dormition of the Theotokos. Dormition just means to fall asleep. Now let's tell the story about the dormition of the Theotokos. Let's start backwards from the time that she was at the cross of Christ. Now, what did Jesus say to somebody so that she would go and live in his home? Anna?
He said to John, behold thy mother, go and take her to your home.
That's right. So he told John, behold thy mother. And so John took care of her. The apostle John took care of the Theotokos. And she lived in his home for a long time. But she knew many of the apostles, all of them. And she was a mother to them. She taught them many, many things that her son had taught her. And so she lived, I don't remember, maybe 30 or 40 years after the resurrection. Okay? And then she was living in, I think she was living in Jerusalem in that area because she was buried in Gethsemane. Now she asked the apostles, she wanted the apostles to come visit her before she died. She knew she was going to die. Tell me the story, what happened? Anybody else want to say? Okay, Anna, go ahead.
They all came on close to her, except for one apostle, I don't remember which.
Oh, it's easy to remember him.
Thomas.
Was Thomas ever late before?
Yes.
What was he late for before?
For believing the resurrection.
Yeah. Remember that story? On the day of the resurrection, Thomas wasn't there. And then when all the apostles said that he appeared to them, but he didn't believe, right? Until 8 days later when the Lord came again.
And he said, I would only believe if I put into my hand while he was pierced.
That's right.
Pierced and put my fingers, which were in the
That's right. So Thomas was late again. So they buried the Theotokos. First of all, of course, they were by the Theotokos and they kissed her and they were ready for her to die. She died. And then she was put in a tomb. The apostles sang many hymns. And then what happened to Thomas?
He didn't believe.
No, this is that's the other story about Thomas. Thomas came
8 days later.
But he came 3 days later. And what did he want? What did Thomas want? He wanted to see the Theotokos because he loved her very much. So the apostles went to the tomb and opened up the tomb. And Thomas went into the tomb and did he find the Theotokos?
No.
No. So what happened to the Theotokos?
He went into heaven.
How?
Her body went to with her.
Her son, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus came and resurrected her and she came to heaven. There are only two people that have ever died and resurrected and gone to heaven. Do you know those two people?
Jesus
and the Theotokos. Now, there's two other people that have not died and went into heaven. Do you know those two people? Elijah and?
Lazarus.
Lazarus died. Remember, because he was risen from the dead in the tomb and he was wrapped like a mummy and everything. Do you remember that story? It's Enoch from a long time ago in Genesis. You don't know much about Enoch. But you know about Elijah, right?
Yep.
How did he get to heaven?
With a fiery chariot.
Fiery chariot, huh?
Fiery.
Fiery chariot with fiery horses and everything. So, but the Theotokos was raised from the dead. She was the first person that Jesus Christ raised from the dead and brought to heaven. Right? He was resurrected. He resurrected of his own power. He went up to heaven. And then when the Theotokos died, maybe 30 or 40 years later, he resurrected her and she went to heaven. Now, do you know the tropar?
No.
Come on, you do. In giving birth, thou dost preserve thy virginity. In thy dormition, thou didst not forsake the world. O Theotokos, thou wast translated unto life, since thou art the mother of life, and by thine intercessions dost thou redeem our souls from death. So what does this tropar mean? You do know the melody. It's tone one. Okay? So, in giving birth, thou didst preserve thy virginity. Does a virgin have babies?
No.
No. What does it take to have babies?
A husband.
A husband, right? You got to
have
a husband. Right?
It was a miracle.
It was a miracle. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and the Theotokos was a virgin. And the church teaches, and you'll understand this later when you get a little older, that she's always a virgin. Before and during and after childbirth. By the way, if you ever see an icon of her and there are three stars above her head, that means she's a virgin before, during, and after childbirth. And you'll understand more about that when you get older. So, in giving birth, thou didst preserve thy virginity. So she's always a virgin. Did Theotokos have any more babies besides Jesus?
No,
not at all, right? Okay. In thy dormition thou didst not forsake the world, O Theotokos. So we've said what dormition means. It's over there now, baby. We put it on the stand. Dormition means she died, right? But we don't really think we don't say died, we say fell asleep, right? Because we know that all of us are going to wake up, aren't we?
Hmm? For the last judgment.
That's right.
And then that'll be really fast.
It'll be really, really fast. In the twinkling of an eye, like lightning. Now, thou wast translated unto life, since thou art the mother of life. Can we understand what that means?
No.
Yes, we can. We already know. Translated means brought up or moved. So what happened to the Theotokos after she died?
She went up to heaven.
She went to heaven. She was translated to heaven. It's a fancy word, but you might as well learn these fancy words because you're always going to have them in church. So she went up to heaven. And the Tropar tells us why. Since thou art the mother of life. Well, who's she the mother of?
God.
Jesus, who gave us life, right? Okay. Go ahead. You don't know? Okay. Let's talk just a little bit about the gospel, and then we will go on, okay? Now, I want to talk about the gospel for Matins. When the Theotokos found out she was pregnant with Jesus, the angel also told her somebody she knew and loved very much was pregnant. Who was that?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, right?
She was pregnant with John.
With John the Baptist.
And John the Baptist already knew that Jesus was born.
Well, how do we know that?
Because he reached the store because the Lord was there when Mary came in.
So Mary comes in the womb and she's pregnant and Jesus is just little tiny, right? Because a baby gets bigger and bigger and bigger in a mommy's tummy, right? Mm-hmm. So she was just found out she was pregnant. And John, who was in his mother's tummy, in Elizabeth's womb, leaped in her womb for joy. How can that happen?
Miracle.
It's a miracle. God can enlighten us. And so, Theotokos say about herself and one of the reasons why we so often honor her? She said, all generations will call me blessed. And so we love the Theotokos because she's the mother of our Lord. And she was the most obedient person other than Jesus to ever live. Do you have any questions about the Dormition?
Why in the icon is Jesus holding a baby?
That's a very good question. That's the Theotokos' soul. That's right. And her body, really, because he took the Theotokos up. Let's take a look at the icon. Somebody grab the icon carefully. Not the shortest person. Okay. Come here. Bring me that gun. Okay. Now, obviously, this is the bier. And a bier is just like a bed to put a person on, okay? And she's laying there dead on the bed. Who are all these people with her?
The apostles,
right?
What's that four winged thing? Why is cherubim?
Just the cherubim angels, because the air angels are with us all the time. Okay, Anna, what?
This man here is a man who came and tried to cut off the Theotokos' hand, but then the angel came and cut off his hand.
No, he didn't try to cut off the hand. He tried to just, stop the beer or knock it or something. Was he healed or not?
Yes.
He repented and he was healed, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this shows Christ, and look at the Theotokos. Look at her closely. Does she look like a baby there, or does she look different? Even though she's very little.
She looks different.
Yeah, she looks really like a little adult, right?
Uh-huh.
Like a little person. So, because the Theotokos was not a baby when she died, was she?
No.
No. So Jesus, after she died, sometime within the 3 days after she died, we don't know when, because nobody saw Jesus take the Theotokos to heaven.
Himself to give the Theotokos to bring it up to heaven.
That's right. Oh, it's just decorative. I don't think it means anything special. And so this is really showing two things happening at once. The apostles were praying when the Theotokos had died. And then sometime later, Jesus, when the apostles weren't looking, when she was in the grave, he took the Theotokos' body and soul to heaven.
He has a sense of it, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, you sense at funerals, right? Mm-hmm. They were having a funeral for her. Who wants to put the icon back?
Me.
Okay. All right. So that's a few things about the dormition of the Theotokos. You should pray to the Theotokos every day. And we pray to the Theotokos because we believe, we know actually, we know absolutely that God hears the prayers of his righteous ones and his saints. Is there any person more righteous than the Theotokos?
Yes, God.
Yes, Jesus. Yes. Other than Jesus.
No.
Is there anybody?
God.
No. Just, yeah. Jesus is more righteous than the Theotokos because he's God. But of a human being, the Theotokos is the most righteous. And so we pray to her. Because we believe from James, the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we believe that the Theotokos hears our prayers. So you remember to pray to her, okay? And you ask her to help you in all things. All right? May God bless you.